The real comments I want to make is that none of us had enough time to get us all together to come to the planning and zoning. And had we done that, we might have been able to stop this in its tracks. First and foremost, this is just the wrong use for that area. It's just no getting around it. I mean, it's an RV park in the middle of a forest. There's an auto parts store on one side. There's residential on the other side. There's residential on the other side. There's Coon Creek on the other side. There's DOR issues with water coming out of a well. There's MoDOT at 76. And I drive that road every day, and you guys know where I live. So there's no reason to go into a whole bunch of detail. But I'd like to start up at the Commons. You know, that's a Kirbyville school district. And at the day and time the schools release children, there's school buses that come down 76. And they haul down that road. They come down 76, and they stop at the Commons right in the middle of 76. And then they stop further down the road. And then, of course, you get to Amherst, and most people don't know that I make a left-hand turn there if I'm coming down that hill headed towards the west. So I watch them in my rearview mirror, and it has happened on countless times where they end up in the ditch on the right because they are looking at their cell. I can see them look at their cell phone in my mirror, and they go off to the right in the ditch. As it sits, MoDOT had money to fix that at one time, and I'm sure we all remember that, except they're, on that parcel on the corner, the county approved a house to be built. So that straightening of the road and changing of the grade and all those plans are kind of in the toilet right now for Mozart or MoDOT. And that's one of the biggest problems I see with this entire development is that, and I just got to clarify something. Did you say 150 spaces or 50 spaces? In the beginning, you said, I thought you said 150 trailer spaces. Well, I didn't hear it. So
they stated 150 unit RV park.
Okay, so 150 spaces would be very small spaces for that's going to be a 20-acre parcel. I think we talked about this at planning and zoning. You can only put in 25%. It can be spaces. So to me, the math comes out to be about 50 to 75 spaces. So I'm not sure where that 150 comes from except small spaces. You start cramming in RVs in there, 150 spaces are a lot of spaces. And if that were to happen, and we all know what happens to the RV park down at the other end of the landing on the weekends, they just come in and they go out. And there's traffic jams on the bridges, traffic jams everywhere. So, you know, that's the safety and the amount of RVs coming through there are my biggest concerns. You know, I think we've all talked now, and we just feel like it's. Some people talked about, you know, have addressed the deer and the deer population. Well, it's a rural community, and it's a residential community on top of it, and it's been that way for a long, long time. And once you throw an RV park in there, it's going to change the face of that entire side of Mount Branson. And I don't think it's going to be for the positive. I think right now we're in a real an opportunity for change in that area to make it a nicer residential area than it is, and there are people talking about that. I think once we throw an RV park in there, we change that. And I don't know that we want that. There's another RV park that's been approved for over off of Bee Creek that would provide a bunch more RV spaces in the county. I can't see how, back to that turn, and we all know that turn from the Commons on down is just notoriously bad and dangerous. What scares me more than anything is that it's true that they can say we're not going to use Amherst and we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that, but I'll tell you what, that doesn't stop them from doing anything. Those are right of ways in there. They can do whatever they like. And down on, can I walk up to the map?
If something were to change and they were to come down into this corner here for any reason, there's a house right there that just doesn't have any, there's just no room on Amherst for any RVs to come up and go out this way. If they change their mind, we are in a very, very difficult position because there's this ingress and egress here is horrible. And it's gotten worse. There's a bigger dip. We haven't talked to the county about that. And the traffic along 76 is unbelievable these days. This never been that way. And I've been there for 16 years. So, you know, this has become a real, real problem anymore. But that I can live with. But, you know, we had a wreck up here, 4 hours to clear. We had a wreck on Knox, 2 hours to clear. You know, these things change the entire face of this development. Now, I don't think any of us are against a good development. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is going to be safety, home values. You know, you put an RV park in there, you're going to have noise, traffic, mitigation issues have to be taken care of. All sorts of things have to happen. But that could devalue our property. And, of course, it's not. I mean, we've already got nailed back in 2008, 2009 on our property, so we don't really want to do that again. And we'd certainly like to see it come up into a different type of space facing the landing. I mean, this is, I mean, I can't imagine having 50 RVs or 150 RVs coming in and out of here on a weekly basis. You know, and that's, and again, RV parks, I love RVing myself. I did it for several years, and I'm not against RVs. It's just the wrong development for that particular location. And the other part, well, and of course, you remember when the cement truck rolled over and that killed somebody right on that turn. And the other side is when they're coming up that hill on that turn, I'm the first one they see coming out of that driveway. I don't know what happens to the Parnelli Jones, but those people just scream up that turn. They just, and it's like, oh my gosh, here it comes. I got to blow out into the road because the guy coming up is doing, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour or less, but it's fast. And I think we're all in agreement, that those of us that are here, that it's just, so, and MoDOT's not going to fix that. They don't have the money. And I'm sure the county doesn't want to do it. So somebody's going to have to, you know, create a wider road, better ingress and egress all along there, not just the one place they're talking about. I mean, that impacts everything from before Amherst, you know, going into Kanaka. We know what a nightmare that is. To make that triangle turn there, I mean, it's constant. I live within 100 yards of that intersection. I will tell you every day, boom, crash, boom, crash, boom, crash. Jake brakes, Jake brakes, Jake brakes. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. And I'm a little charged up about it, but that's okay. That's the way I am anyway. I don't know, you know, again, 150 RVs, come on, we know that's a lot of RVs up there. And everybody that's here runs that road. And I know there's another, the expressway's being built, and I think that's awesome. But that's not going to create any kind of alleviation to the issues that we have there. So that's it out of me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to the council, or commission, pardon me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, once again, what's the maximum RVs that could be there?
The code reads 25% coverage with the actual RVs. So we'd have to look at that for the development. They have to have a signed, sealed, engineered plan that would show no more than 25% of the 16.1 acres covered with RVs. That's how it reads. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Scott, but with the two properties contiguous to each other, would that not be 25% of 20 acres?
No, that C2 is not, it would need to be rezoned to RV1.
Oh, okay.
That's planned for RV storage, for like storage units, outdoor storage, which is allowed on C2, but not the actual campground. Campground fits in RV1. That's thus the request for RV1 on this one. We're just looking at 16.1 acres.
So we have 3-4 acres, about 4 acres, about 4 acres that they could put RVs on. So a little less than,
well, if you add up all the space that the RV takes, it would take up 4 acres.
Yeah.
The way I read, and I've read them numerous times, to absorb that 25%.
Okay.
It says the RVs will cover 25%.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Morning.
Morning.
My name is Billy. I live in 342 Amherst Road. It's almost at the end of that corner, the 16 acre. I think you guys already hear enough, a lot of people's neighborhood down that area are against that because the traffic. You guys probably already know the problem. But they forgot one more thing. They have another 5 or 6 acre belongs to Mary Jo Green. Right over there, she's already have a sign says about tiny home or cameras, right? Almost a right tap.
Can I?
Yeah.
It's somewhere around here.
That's it.
Almost right attached to them. You talk about if today they got it or they try to develop it. They're going to put 150 campsite. What happened the other 5 acre or six or something? They're going to after that property, too, to create what kind of traffic jam we really going to face to it. And I have two property. One is on the corner. One is on the end. As it is right now, just the 4th of July, people already snucking around to come to my place, that row, to looking down to the Branson Landing for the firecracker war. They park there. I even have a hard time to just get out of my own street. That's only one way. So if they got it, I almost can guarantee the people campground, they're not going to drag the camper, but they're going to park there to watch the firewall just for that. So it's not just a 76 going to have a problem. It's going to all the street, Hillcrest, Amherst Road, all that area. And don't talk about the 76. A lot of people even park the roundabout sometimes to try to look the firewall. However, I really don't think that's really good for the area, for that particularly development for camping or for really heavy traffic place. But it's a sad, but it will help somewhat for the economy. But that just not quite physically can do that. And also, some other people have some other land. If they saw that, they're going to do that. And another people on the behind, I know Jeff Green, they have a 17 acres. He's on the back. Everybody going to start doing that. If a 76 not going to be doing anything, widening up or do some roundabout on the corner, Lakeshore Drive, somewhere. I just don't see how they're going to work. I think that I have enough to say. I just don't think not just them, even around the people still going to have that. They're going to create a lot more problems in the future. And I don't think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, Amherst, that's the county road, isn't it?
I can't answer
yes,
that. You'd
it
have
is.
To ask Devin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a county road.
And so there would be no parking allowed on the county road, correct?
Shouldn't be. It doesn't mean people don't do it.
Good morning. My name is Stephen J. Smith, and I reside on Angels Trail. I have a letter here from Elizabeth Tomlieri, who is actually the owner of the property that I reside in, that she wanted to be given to the commission. Can I do that at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are copies for all of you.
All right.